Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for, especially for a young Palestinian Catholic Franciscan priest, Father Ayman. We're asking for his healing from a traumatic brain injury through the intercession of Blessed Pauline Jericho, the foundress of the Living Rosary Movement. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The First Mystery. On Friday, September 13, 1935, Jesus revealed the Chaplet of Divine Mercy to Saint Faustina. She writes, I saw an angel, the executor of divine wrath. He was clothed in a dazzling robe, his face gloriously bright, and a cloud beneath his feet. From the cloud, bolts of thunder and flashes of lightning were springing into his hands, and from his hand they were going forth, and only then were they striking the earth. When I saw this sign of divine wrath, which was about to strike the earth, I began to implore the angel to hold off for a few moments, and the world would do penance. But my plea was a mere nothing in the face of the divine anger. Just then I saw the Most Holy Trinity. I was instantly snatched up before the throne of God. I found myself pleading with God for the world with words heard interiorly. It was then that Jesus revealed to her the Divine Mercy Chaplet. He said, "This prayer will serve to appease my wrath. You will recite it for 9 days on the beads of the rosary. First, you will say the creed, one Our Father and one Hail Mary. On the Our Father beads, pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. On the Hail Mary beads, you will pray, For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. In conclusion, 3 times you will recite these words, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Then the awesome vision of the angel of wrath ended this way. As I was praying in this manner, I saw the angel's helplessness. He could not carry out the just punishment which was rightly due for sins. Never before had I prayed with such inner power as I did then. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. Jesus explained the power of the Divine Mercy Chaplet to Faustina, saying, "Oh, what great graces I will grant to souls who say this chaplet. Write down these words, my daughter. Speak to the world about my mercy. Let all mankind recognize my unfathomable mercy. It is a sign for the end times. After it will come the day of justice." And Jesus told Faustina that the chaplet is especially powerful to pray for the dying. At the hour of their death, I defend as my own glory every soul that will say this chaplet, or when others say it for a dying person. This is what Jesus said. And when this chaplet is said by the bedside of a dying person, unfathomable mercy envelops their soul. And he told her that the chaplet has great power to convert sinners. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death. And through the chaplet, you will obtain everything if what you ask for is compatible with my will, our Lord told her. And Jesus told Faustina that it was very important to implore his mercy by means of the chaplet at 3 p.m., the time of his death. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Jesus taught Faustina the vocal prayer of the chaplet, but he also taught her how to go deeper in prayer. He said, "Talk to me simply, as a friend to a friend." But then he taught her that it was even more important to listen in friendship, saying, "When you reflect upon what I tell you in the depths of your heart, you profit more than if you had read many books. Oh, if souls would only want to listen to my voice when I am speaking in the depths of their hearts, they would reach the peak of holiness in a short time." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Jesus taught Faustina that if she wanted to hear him, she needed to learn to be silent. He said to her, "Strive for a life of recollection so that you can hear my voice, which is so soft that only recollected souls can hear it." And Faustina wrote, "I see one rule as most important, and it is silence. The Holy Spirit does not speak to a soul that is distracted and talkative. He speaks by his quiet inspirations to a soul that is recollected, to a soul that knows how to keep silence." We don't know how to be silent. We are constantly giving our attention to our phones, our screens, our entertainment, but not to God. And then we wonder why we never hear him. Faustina said, "Silence is the sword in the spiritual struggle." So, if you want to hear God, then do this. Put away your screens, walk outside, talk to a loved one or friends, read a book, and go to bed early. Then you will wake up earlier, and you'll have time for silence, and you will hear God. Or, just be a slave to your noise and distractions. But you must choose. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. This is the eighth day of our novena to divine mercy. Jesus said, "Today bring to me the souls who are in the prison of purgatory and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making reparation to my justice. But it is in your power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit and pay off their debt to my justice." Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said that you desire mercy, so I bring into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of purgatory, souls who are very dear to you, and yet who must repair to your justice. May the streams of blood and water, which gushed forth from your heart, put out the flames of the purifying fire, that in that place too, the power of your mercy may be praised. From that terrible heat of the cleansing fire rises a plaint to your mercy, and they receive comfort, refreshment, relief in the stream of mingled blood and water. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls suffering in purgatory who are enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. I beg you, by the sorrowful passion of Jesus, your Son, and by all the bitterness with which his most sacred soul flooded, manifest your mercy to the souls who are under your just scrutiny. Look upon them in no other way than through the wounds of Jesus, your dearly beloved Son, for we firmly believe that there is no limit to your goodness and compassion. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan
and all the evil spirits
who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation?
It's so unbelievably simple, and it's so silly that I've heard it before, probably a million times, but it just really hit me in a different way that Jesus said to her, or she describes it in this way, of prayer is just talking to a friend.
Yep.
But it was such a great examination of conscience for me on how I pray and how I talk to God, because I would never talk to a friend like that.
Mm.
I would never show up at my friend's door and then never let them get a word in edgewise and then just rattle off all the things that I expect of them or what I believe about them. And then, or say, oh, I've learned these things about you. Like, it's a study. And be like, are you impressed? And then leave. You sit and you listen, and you're also just satisfied in just saying, oh, how am I doing right now? I feel sad, and that's enough. This is where I'm at. With a friend, that's enough for a conversation of just simplicity and just being with each other and listening. And it simplified things for me. I think that's such an incredible way to pray, to just think of, like, you're sitting and having coffee. But I think I don't think of prayer as a two-way street like that.
Prayer is absolutely just like having coffee with a friend. And I think, at least for me, by reading the Diary of Divine Mercy,
mm-hmm.
because it's a record of her friendship with Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think it helped me process what it really means to be in friendship with Jesus.
Yeah. I think everyone should read the diary. And I also recommend, what was that book? He and I. By Gabriel Debosis.
Excellent.
They're both accounts from young women who spent time just in conversation daily with Christ. And it's not what you expect.
Because it's so simple.
Yeah. I mean, especially when we think of visions at, like, Medjugorje, those are messages for the world, and they're very impactful. They're these world-shattering messages of repentance. But to experience the daily conversations of Christ, those are the conversations we could be having.
We should be.
And all it takes is silence, friendship.
The silence is the hard part. There's two types of silence, there's two types of noise.
Mm.
There's the external noise that comes from TV, music, phone, people talking. But then there's the internal noise of our thoughts, which is more noise.
I am the noisiest thinker.
Once I said to my friend Katie, who's deaf, it must be nice to live in silence. And she said, oh no, there's all kinds of noise in my head. We increase the noise unnecessarily and in an inhuman fashion by pumping ourselves with so much information we don't need. For example, just scrolling through news and social media pumps you full of thoughts, of mind noise, soul noise you don't need, which then makes it really hard to enter into silence and hear God. But there's a second, even more detrimental effect, and that is the news plays on two things. I had a good friend who was the head of a news station.
Oh, I have no idea where this is going.
And he told me that they decide on what to run in order to play on, to create anger and fear. Because anger and fear are the emotions that keep people engaged. So when they would have 50 stories to pick from, they would pick those that would cause anger or fear.
It's just, that's what gets you readers.
And it's a business. Now, this was a very good man. He just knew from the people who, the shareholders and the owners of the company, you had to have an audience. So when we're constantly plugged in and scrolling on news and social media, we're given a constant diet of things that will make us angry or fearful, but especially fearful. And that noise, that fear takes over. So, and the result is anxiety.
Anxiety, which is usually overthinking, as in constant mental noise.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you can't escape that in your head. I know that kind of stress.
But there's a simple way to escape. Remove the danger and the anxiety will fade. Remove yourself from the news and the social media and your anxiety will fade.
You'll give your brain some space.
And then you can be silent and then you can hear Jesus and then you will be at peace.
I think we get kind of turned around because it's good to think a lot. It's good to think deeply, I should say. But there's a difference between overthinking and thinking deeply. And I think a good check for that is in conversation, if someone asks you, what have you been reflecting on? If you're overthinking, it's really hard to pinpoint that. True. Because there's so much, but you feel like you can't quiet your mind. True. And we need to focus on maybe thinking about less things, but thinking about them deeply and finding peace in that.
Less information, and then think more deeply about the most important things. And you'll have peace. And read the diary of Saint Faustina and be drawn into a deeper friendship with Jesus. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.